WRCL Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Well, tonight in high school sports, there's only a handful of area games being played. And first of all, in high school baseball, it will be Richland Center hosting Lancaster. River Valley will be hosting Sauk Prairie. Pecatonica will be at Potosi-Cassville. Barnabell will be hosting Fall River. And Lodi will be at Baraboo. And in high school girls soccer, it'll be Mauston at Richland Center. The performance of top Brewers prospect Cooper Pratt is pushing the team to bring him up. Sports Illustrated points out that the team's current starting shortstop, Joseph Ortiz, is excellent on defense, but he's hitting under 200. Pratt signed an 8-year extension before ever playing in the majors, worth more than $50 million. He started slowly at AAA Nashville, but he's been pounding the ball for the last 3 weeks. In his last 9 games, Pratt has slugged for 4 home runs, including 3 in the last 4 games. And the Milwaukee Brewers are opening the 3-game series against the Los Angeles Dodgers tonight at American Family Field. First pitch will be at 6:40, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 6:05. Former Wisconsin guard John Blackwell is withdrawing from the NBA draft and will play at Duke next season. Blackwell announced his decision on Instagram. Blackwell averaged 19.1 points, 5.1 rebounds, and 2.3 assists per game last season, teaming with Nick Boyd to give Wisconsin one of the nation's top backcourt tandems. The 6'4" guard shot 39% from three-point range, helping the Badgers go 24-11 and reach the NCAA tournament for the third straight season. Blackwell averaged 15.8 points, 5.1 rebounds, and 2.2 assists per game in 2024 through 25. We should find out more about where the Packers roster stands when organized team activities start next week. This is some of the prep work for minicamp starting on June 9th. Yahoo Sports speculates that the most important thing to come out of the OTAs will be who the green dot is going to be for the defense. New defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon is known for running one of ball linebacker sets during his time in Arizona. That would leave Edgerrin Cooper off the field for those snaps. A report out of the NBA indicates the Miami Heat and the Bucks have discussed a trade involving superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo. Though trades of Milwaukee's top player have been speculated for more than a year, this is the first time we've heard some specific names. NBA insider Gary Wolfel says the Bucks would be looking at a package of Wisconsin native Tyler Herro, forward Jamie Jacquez Jr., and center Khalil Ware, the 13th overall pick in this year's draft, and 2 more first-round picks in the coming years. One of the Milwaukee team's co-owners has said he would like to have the situation resolved before next month's draft. Recruiting efforts for the Wisconsin football program are paying off. The Badgers are bringing in more than 30 new players through the transfer portal. The group playing in 2026 is ranked 15th nationally by Rivals 247 Sports. By Rivals, I should say. 247 Sports is not quite as bullish on those coming to Madison, but it has still moved them up to 38th. Transfers like quarterback Colton Joseph, running back Abu Samah, and safety Marvin Banks Jr. have been bumped up to 4-star status. That makes them what the services call blue-chip portal players. And Kyle Busch grew up to expect, even appreciate, the booze. The driver was more comfortable over his 26-year NASCAR career than anyone might imagine, with a checkered flag in one hand and fans jeering all around. He leaned into the villain role as his wins mounted and even started encouraging his haters, trying to get the howling to a fever pitch before delivering his signature bow. It was Busch at his best, and it's the way he should be remembered. The 2-time Cup Series champion, who won more races than anyone across NASCAR's 3 National Series, died Thursday of unknown causes at age 41. Tributes poured in, with many echoing the sentiment that racing had lost one of its fiercest competitors. Busch was that and much more. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.